This is Mountain Heritage Cougar Coach's Corner Program. I'm talking to the head Cougar football coach, Jared Pope. And coach, last ball game, road game, and a big win out at Madison for a conference win.
It was. It was nice to get back on the field after a loss and take a little frustration out. And I thought we executed well and handled playing the first road game in the conference well.
So against the Patriots, and as you said, that puts you – that's kind of a start of a new season, because we talk about different seasons, the start of the regular season, the conference season, and, of course, we hope to be in the playoff season too.
We did, and that's how we're approaching it. We're moved on to the conference part of the season. Our goal is to win that part of it, and then we'll see where we fall after that.
You have Polk coming up here tonight, and, of course, teams change over the years. And so what do you know about this Polk team, this particular one, for tonight?
They're pretty athletic. They're big. They've got a tailback that has a ton of yards. And so we've got our work cut out for us tonight, stopping him.
I'm sure a lot of predictions predict easy win for Cougars and that kind of thing, but you always have to can't take any game for granted.
No, we can't. That's why I've talked to the kids. We've got to play to our standard, and they didn't understand why. Last week I got a little upset at times, but we've got to make sure we're always focused on the little things, and we've got to play to our standard and just let the scoreboard take care of itself.
You know, when you talk about standards, it's easy to play down to someone else's level. If things get sloppy, you get sloppy, and next thing you know, you got a sloppy ball game.
You do, and that's what we're trying to avoid. So we're focusing on us this week and making sure we've got all our I's dotted and T's crossed, and we're treating this like it's the biggest game of the year because it's homecoming and it's going to be a great night tonight.
Well, Cougar fans that don't know anything about this Polk team, would you call them a running team or a passing team?
They're a running team. I think they've rushed for right at 1,400 yards, and that tailback's got right at 1,200 of them. So we've got to keep him bottled up to be able to be successful tonight.
Everyone staying healthy this portion of the season?
As far as I know, Fox is a little banged up, probably won't play tonight. But as far as I know, everybody else is healthy.
You mentioned homecoming. That's a time the coach always has to keep the emotions in check for all the players.
We do, and we've just talked about this week focusing on our job tonight. Our job tonight is to go out and win and make sure everybody has a good night tonight.
Of course, you've been a part of this Cougar program for many, many years, but now in the head coach position, anything that stands out to you that's particularly different about that compared to how things have been in the past? I guess except the buck stops with you.
It does, and it's fun. I guess the heaviness of it I never noticed, and I've talked to Coach Rob about it, and nobody, you don't understand it till you're sitting in this chair. But it's been fun, and I wouldn't trade anything for the world.
Hey, great to have a good group of kids, and I know a good school system and parents and people behind you when you're doing this too.
It is. The community's been awesome. The school system's been supportive, so we're just going to try to keep things rolling.
Hey, big game tonight. Polk here for homecoming, so good luck, Coach.
Thank you, and everybody come out and enjoy it. I hear we're going to have some fireworks tonight, so come out and support the Cougars.
All right, that's coming up tonight. Michael Lardell for Coach's Corner Program.